With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Former President Donald Trump is threatening to jail anyone who participates in unscrupulous behavior during the election.
He's vowing long prison sentences for those who've cheated, similar to warnings last year against those who filed court cases against him.
Our enemies unleashed an army of rabid left-wing lawyers, corrupts, and really corrupt Marxist prosecutors. These are dishonest people, bad people.
At a Saturday rally in Wisconsin, the former president outlined his ideas to, quote, drain the swamp, including putting entrepreneur Elon Musk in charge of a government efficiency commission. I'm Jackie Quinn.
In a Fox News Sunday interview, Republican Senator John Cornyn of Texas says he's sure that Vice President Kamala Harris leads in some polls over Donald Trump will start to drop.
I think he needs to let Kamala Harris talk. Something she's been reluctant to do unless she's reading a teleprompter. And I think we've seen the polls very close, but mainly she's coming off of this, as James Carville called it, a sugar high.
Also at SRNnews.com, tensions are on the rise over the election in Venezuela.
Venezuela's vice president announced that he was granted safe departure out of the country to help restore what she called the country's political peace and tranquility. The move came as tensions rose between Venezuela's government and Brazil and Argentina, who attempted to provide refuge to Venezuelan opposition officials in the Argentinian consulate in Caracas. Supporters of the opposition could be heard chanting freedom outside of the Argentinian consulate. In retaliation, Venezuela's president, Nicolás Maduro, broke off diplomatic relations with Argentina's government, which tapped neighbor Brazil to represent its interests and safeguard the asylum seekers. I'm Karen Chemas.
You'll find more news and analysis and more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor. It's almost time for 40 Days of Life. Here's SRN's Michael Harrington.
The annual fall campaign begins on September 25th and runs through November 3rd. Pro-life advocates will stand outside abortion clinics in their local communities offering silent prayer for 40 days in a row. Since the campaign began in 2007, nearly 25,000 women have chosen not to have an abortion at clinics where they received prayer, and more than 260 clinic workers have decided to quit their jobs. More details at 40daysforlife.com. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Christian school is taking its case to a federal appeals court. Mid-Vermont Christian School has been barred from participating in the state sports league after it withdrew its girls' basketball team from a playoff game because the other team had a boy on its roster. The Executive Council of the Vermont Principals Association, which governs the school sports and activities, ruled the school had violated the council's policies. This is SRN News. A very rare dime will soon turn into a chunk of change.
Three sisters from Ohio who had a dime in a bank vault knew that it had value, but not this much. Experts say the coin struck by the U.S. Mint in 1975 will bring more than $500,000 when an online auction ends in October. What makes this dime depicting President Franklin D. Roosevelt so valuable is a missing S mint mark. It's one of only two known to exist. The other sold in 2019 for more than $450,000. Jason Walker reporting.
Boeing has a tentative agreement with its largest union on a new contract for factory workers that could avoid a threatened strike. The company and the International Association of Machinists said Sunday the agreement will raise pay 25% over 4 years. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.